Senate Democrats, with a handful of exceptions, did not vote for a Republican measure to keep the federal government funded. Republicans refused a Democratic proposal to protect some health care programs as part of a funding bill. And so, no federal government funding. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer spoke on the Senate floor Wednesday.
Today's October 1st, the first full day of Donald Trump's government shutdown. Donald Trump and Republicans have barreled us into a shutdown because they refuse to protect Americans' health care.
The finger-pointing, a traditional part of the American government shutdown. It came not only from Democrats, of course, but also from Republicans, like Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming.
There's no negotiation. It's a shakedown when he asks for $1 trillion for 4 weeks. It's absurd.
In past shutdowns, it's generally been Democrats who propose a stopgap continuing resolution to fund government at a status quo level while the main budget negotiations continue. And it's been Republicans that have opposed it, insisting on their budget priorities. This time, Republicans have the so-called clean resolution, but it's one that would allow Affordable Care Act health insurance subsidies to expire. And that is a red line for Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
This is a righteous fight. There is no fight better than this fight right now, because this is a fight about health care that touches every single person in this country.
Warren was speaking with a panel of Senate Democrats Tuesday, convened by independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Sanders described health cuts under the so-called Big Beautiful Bill that he says would throw 15 million people off of Medicaid and Affordable Care Act health insurance, while raising health insurance premiums by an average of 75%. But he also talked about what's happening with Republican control of the Senate, House, and the White House.
In other words, they are running the government. But what is happening now, which has never happened before, is they are not sitting down and negotiating. Yesterday, Trump met with the Democratic leadership, the Republican leadership, said hello to each other, wasn't really a negotiation. So as of this point, Democrats have had no input into the process at all.
With both Democrats and Republicans dug in, there's no clear path to agreement and no new talks are scheduled. The White House is upping the ante, threatening massive government layoffs in the coming days. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries' response, cruelty is the point when it comes to the Republicans. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.